Shelley Shepherd Gray, our best-selling novelist and neighbor from just up the road in Loveland, is with us tonight. She's right in the middle of her latest series, which is titled The Bridgeport Social Club. We're going to talk about the second book in the series tonight, which is All In. Shelley, delightful to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. I was really just so excited when I heard we had the opportunity to talk. So thank you for having me tonight.
You are welcome. You begin this book actually with a letter to your readers, and we discover that you often spend 50 to 60 hours a week writing, and you decided at a certain point that maybe you needed a little bit more balance in your life. So what did you invite into your life that actually came to inspire this book?
You know, it's so funny. I think right now I'm 52 years old. When I wrote this, I had just turned 50. And I would never have thought at this age that I would still need to figure out balance. I guess when I was younger, I thought, oh, by the time I'm 50, I'll have everything worked out. And I have a feeling some of your listeners might be right there with me. It seems we're constantly figuring ourselves out. But in any case, I realized I was sitting a lot writing. And my favorite activity just happened to be reading, which is also kind of a very solitary and sedentary hobby. And I decided I needed to move around a little bit more. And a lady had come into my life who I had heard she was teaching Pilates classes. And I decided, you know what, maybe I need to go ahead and try and do this and try and get a little stronger and do something for myself. What I ended up doing is I made a promise to myself that I would take 40 private lessons. Someone had told me that it takes 40 times of anything to make it a habit. And so I began my journey of doing this exercise class once a week, and all kinds of good things happened, including I had heroin for this novel.
Well, let's go to All In, the novel itself, and just begin by telling us where it's located. Where is the Bridgeport Social Club?
Bridgeport is actually Loveland, Ohio, my hometown here in Cincinnati. I didn't want to name it Loveland Social Club just because I needed a little bit of artistic license in case I wanted to move places around. But any of your listeners are familiar with Loveland, they'll recognize it. They'll recognize the bike trail, Lake Isabella, the little quaint downtown that's been getting remodeled, the river, you name it, I list it. It just so happens to be that I decided to call it Bridgeport. The Bridgeport Social Club is actually a group of men and sometimes women who get together in a garage and play poker one night a month at a hero of the first novel's garage. His name is Kurt Holland. So that's kind of the setup, that Bridgeport is actually Loveland, and the social club is just a group of friends and neighbors and acquaintances who get together to have a good time and to catch up on their lives.
So to go back to Pilates, your main character is Meredith, and she happens to have a Pilates studio. Let's start with what happens to her at the very beginning of the novel and who comes along to help her.
Unlike me, Meredith is super athletic. And so she not only has her own Pilates studio, but she likes to go out running. So I start the novel on the Bridgeport bike trail. She's out for a run. She has a little backpack on her back and she gets mugged. I haven't heard of that happening in Loveland, but I imagine it could happen just about anywhere. She's a woman on her own. She kind of falls down. It startles her. And what ends up happening is a guy named Ace, who had just happened to be walking on the bike trail with his son, Finn, sees her and comes to her rescue. It turns out that Meredith has been volunteering from time to time at the high school, and she's met Finn. And he is anxious to help this lady, and so is his dad. They are just trying to do a good deed. They think they're going to help her out, go on with her lives, never see her again. But things don't quite work out that way.
What I want to explore with you, because this is what you explore in the book, is the relationships in our lives, how they grow and change. And sort of the core of things for Meredith is her relationship with her mother. Would you describe that to us and how she ultimately remedies that?
Meredith feels a little bit like she's been burned, I think, by her family. She just feels like she's been judged a lot by her mom and never quite be able to satisfy her mom or meet her goals. For example, she had gone to college in finance and accounting. Her parents were hoping she would go that route, and instead she opens up a Pilates studio. Because of that and a couple of other things that happened in her life, she's a little bit gun-shy. She's wary about committing to almost anything except for the studio all the way. So she keeps herself a little bit of a distance from friends, a distance from people she's dated, now a distance from her family. In a lot of ways, very much alone. And she becomes a good counterpart for Ace, who also has had some difficult times with some serious of his relationships and has also just kind of built up some walls around himself. So they're both two characters in their early 30s that have really had some full lives, some struggles already. And they are kind of at a turning point. And this mugging on the bike trail instigates just where they both decide they need to approach other people in their lives differently.
Shelley, I just want to allude to this, but you use an interesting device in All In, which is that your chapter headings alternate between quotes from Terms for Poker Success and the Guidebook to Pilates. So it's an interesting way that you move us along in these characters' lives. I do want to talk with you about your writing life, because usually when you and I chat, it's about one of your Amish series. Nevertheless, as I understand it, you write in multiple genres. So do you want to tell us what those are, and how do you choose what's next? What genre is next?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am still definitely writing Amish novels. I have a whole new series set in Walnut Creek, Ohio. The first book comes out, I think, in March of next year. I love writing about the Amish. However, I'm not Amish. I simply really like to make things up. I've just decided I've written historicals. I've written westerns. I wrote a mystery series set in 1893 Chicago. Just kind of wherever my mind takes me. I find that I'll write an Amish novel and then I'll write something else. And it seems to keep both genres fresh for me. When it first were concerned, when they heard I was writing this contemporary romance series and the Amish at the same time, and I told some people, I said, well, I think my Amish books and this contemporary romance really aren't that far apart. I always work on the characters first. That's what's important to me. And for my Amish novels, my characters just happen to be Amish. For this Bridgeport Social Club, my characters just happen to be contemporary, I guess, Englishers. Both my Amish characters and these English characters in the Bridgeport Social Club are all people I would want to know.
Shelley, it's always interesting to talk with you. Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I've been talking with Shelley Shepherd Gray about her second novel in the Bridgeport Social Club series. It is titled All In. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.